In Britain, infighting over Brexit within the Tory party has reached fever pitch, and furious cabinet ministers are reportedly urging Theresa May to resign. For now, Mrs. May's few remaining allies are adamant that she won't be quitting. The parliament is running out of time to agree on a Brexit compromise, as Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan reports.
Retreating to a 16th century manor house for tea and biscuits sounds like an ideal afternoon in the British countryside, except when you're in the middle of a full-blown political crisis like Brexit. Theresa May called weekend crisis talks at her country house Chequers after reports her colleagues are urging her to quit.
Everybody knows now that the Prime Minister's departure from number 10 is absolutely guaranteed.
Brexiteer and Conservative MP Nigel Evans predicts Mrs. May's time as Prime Minister is coming to an end.
What is not guaranteed is her legacy, and that is what Theresa May now ought to be thinking about. Does she want to go down as the Prime Minister who failed to deliver on the largest mandate that the people have ever given a government in a referendum?
While an estimated 1 million people marched through London at the weekend demanding another referendum on Brexit, senior Conservatives were plotting a coup. The Times reports that up to 11 cabinet ministers want Mrs. May to stand down. Former Tory leader Ian Duncan-Smith is horrified.
She has at least the right and the dignity, they owe her that, not to behave like they've behaved today. I think round the country, in the Conservative Party and outside the Conservative Party, there will be real disgust at the behaviour of some of our cabinet ministers who are not fit for their positions if they behave like this. They should be apologising and they should shut up, for God's sake, because that's the worst thing we want.
With the cabinet divided over Brexit, there's not a clear replacement for the position of Prime Minister. Some reports suggest Mrs. May's ally David Lidington was one name put forward, but he doesn't seem interested in the top job.
One thing that working closely with the Prime Minister does is cure you completely of any lingering shred of ambition to want to do that task. I have an absolute admiration for the way she's going about it.
Labour, which has its own woes over Brexit, is being pressed to make its position clearer on the push for a second referendum. The opposition's Brexit spokesman is Keir Starmer.
Can you guarantee that there will be another referendum on a deal if Labour come into power?
Well, that's a question, Andrew, for the manifesto.
No, is the short answer.
But let me be as clear as I can. We had a manifesto commitment last time in 2017 setting out the sort of deal we'd negotiate. You know, in the event of an impasse, we'd have a public vote. Yeah. I would expect our manifesto to build on those commitments.
Mrs. May was forced to ask the EU for an extension on Brexit last week, and the deal she negotiated with European leaders has been rejected twice. It remains unclear whether she'll put it back to the Commons for a vote this week. This is Bridget Brennan reporting for AM from London.